Well, good afternoon, Northumberland County, and welcome back to The Drive Time. It is 6 o'clock in the 6 o'clock hour, and joining me on the line right now is Teresa Rickerby. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Glad you could call in, actually. I don't know if you were listening earlier. Ben and I were talking about the fact that you have stepped down from council effective at 4 p.m. this afternoon. How's it been so far? Have you been getting calls from people? Are you hearing from any of the voters out there?
Well, I am hearing, and thanks for having me on. I didn't hear the conversation that you and Ben had, but I've been receiving. I did release the information through social media earlier this afternoon, and the response has been very supportive. I think people, for the most part, are surprised, maybe didn't see it coming, are surprised but aren't surprised, because I did get asked almost daily, how did I do it?
Mm-hmm.
It is a bittersweet decision for me and a very difficult one that I had to make.
Well, when you say that people ask you how did you do it, what are they asking about specifically? How do you?
Well, they're asking, how do you manage a full-time job like council with a full-time job of being a small business owner, operator, and being a full-time parent?
Mm-hmm.
And with one person, and I managed, it was hard, but it comes at an expense, right?
So, right.
That's why I had to make the decision. I had to prioritize, and as dedicated and as much as I love the town of Cobourg and actually really loved municipal politics, I had to make the decision to put my family first and my livelihood, which is my business.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
a difficult decision. Can we get an idea from you? One of the things that Ben Bird and I spoke about was the fact that, there was a councillor who didn't run for re-election 10 years ago, and she said, look, the reality is she just hopes the next council realizes that this is a full-time job and that they pay councillors compensatory to the fact that it's a full-time job. I mean, the reality is there are councillors like yourself who are putting in long, long hours. I mean, I know John Henderson is putting in at least 80 hours a week in some cases, perhaps mm-hmm. even more, but he's probably averaging mm-hmm. 70 hours a week that he's putting into this part-time job. Granted, he's paid a little more than you were, some $4,000 more, but let's face it, $20,000 for 70 hours a week work. I mean, what's that work out to? That's less than minimum wage, Teresa.
Oh, I know. And, I mean, Deputy Mayor Henderson is a good example. Well, all the councillors, depending on the depth of research they're doing in preparation, mm-hmm. it is a full-time job that it should be. I think the community deserves it. And to do a good job, you do have to put in those hours, especially during budget time for the budget chief. My goodness, I would say hundreds of hours a week, honestly. And agreed, you're not compensated for the work, for the hours that you put in. So, the remuneration package at this point basically supports either someone who is independently wealthy, or mm-hmm. retired with a good pension, not even just retired with a pension, in order to be sustainable. And that might be something council looks at in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it might be what they need to do, especially depending on what kind of people you want to be able to attract to be a municipal councillor. So
mm-hmm.
I do know some of the other areas. I know Clarington, I think they pay their councillors about $30,000, which is, not bad. But for me, I mean, I went into the job knowing what I was going to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And with an idea of the work involved, you don't know until you're actually in. And you actually don't know until you're about really a year in, I think, is really once you get your feet wet, you get your training, you get into your committees, the work starts. You start developing plans and prioritizing and implementing. And I mean, I learned a lot and I loved it. I must
mm-hmm.
say, I really enjoyed it. And I loved working with the people that I did.
Well, so, and as a voter, as someone who voted for you, I was, I'm disappointed. But as you said, it is something. I mean, let's face it, for the listeners, I've just been sitting here doing some quick math. I mean, based on the number of hours a week, we're averaging it out at 65 hours a week for an active counselor. John Henderson is earning somewhere in the area of $5.40 an hour right now. And a counselor like yourself is earning $4.60 an hour.
Well, in 65 hours. I mean, even if you averaged it out even at 30 hours a week, you know, because I think, I guess technically it's supposed to be part-time, but to do a really good job, you need to put the extra hours in. There's just...
All right, well, even at 35 hours a week, Teresa, it's $9.21 an hour.
Yeah, it's so, less than minimum wage.
Well, and the reality is, you know... We're talking about municipal government here. We're talking about the people that are responsible to make sure that, you know, we have a healthy, vibrant community, people that are responsible for maintaining the services that we have, to oversee staff, to making sure that we have things like the community center, that we have pools that are available, that, that there are people that are there to talk to when it comes to road issues and how does that money get spent. You know, to expect that to come from someone who's making less than $6 an hour? I mean,
well, to
come
be
on.
Honest. I mean, I do hope council does look at their remuneration package because, and I guess it depends what the town or, you know, what the citizens, how they feel, and also the kind of councillors you want to be able to attract. So if you really want to open up opportunity and open the door to attract a variety of people, then you will have to change your remuneration package. Even the way it goes now, if you break it all down, I mean, some councillors are even making more than the deputy mayor with additional board fees, like the they get paid to be on boards, you know?
Some boards, yes.
So, and that's not good.
But to be clear here, the reason you didn't leave the reason you left wasn't anything to do with the fact that you're being paid, you know, what is essentially a minimum wage. The reality for you was that the workload just was not it wasn't doable. Not when you have a full-time vital business in the downtown. And let's face it, the downtown needs strong businesses. We need businesses that are going to be there for the long term. And I'm not saying this was definitely something you were concerned about, but it's definitely something you should have been concerned about.
Oh. Absolutely.
You know, and then you've got a young family. I mean, your children are young. And, you know, Ben was talking about his granddaughter, how she does all these different things, like dance and all of that. And you've got kids that are actively involved in the community as well. So to be a full-time parent, to be a full-time entrepreneur, and then on top of that, to have to be a full-time counselor.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. So, I mean, like I said, I wasn't, I didn't leave because of the pay. I left because the workload on top of my other commitments wasn't sustainable for me to remain a healthy person, as well as I needed to prioritize my family and my business, to grow my business, which absolutely is incredibly important for downtown. And when you are staffing out, like for me, to pay to staff out people to be in my business, it ends up costing me money to staff out my store in order for me to do council the way that council deserves to be done. So I had to look at that from a business standpoint. You know, is this the best place for me at this time? And, you know, I like I said, I was sick about it, actually. It was a very difficult decision, and I took my role as a town councilor very seriously, and I valued it. I valued the opportunity. You know,
well, one of the things Ben said when he was in here this afternoon was, you know, was there not an opportunity for you to go into the mayor and the deputy mayor, maybe the other councillors, and say, look, as this is right now, it's not going to work. I'm, you know, unless we can come up with a solution to fix how this is working, I'm not going to be able to continue to do this. Was there an opportunity for you to do that?
Absolutely. And council's very supportive and the mayor was very open. And I did speak with him briefly before, and he was aware of the situation. And, you know, he was definitely willing to look at options about how. But even at the minimum, Dave, even at the minimum, you have, it was still, when I worked it all out, when I went back and I looked at how I could make this work for my family and for my life and for my business and for the town, it still wasn't sustainable for me. So when, and I would never be a complacent counselor. I don't want to be that counselor that does the minimum and just, you know, shows up to the meetings and collects my paychecks. That's not who I am. And this also, I think, provides an opportunity for someone else to step in. And I don't know how they'll do it. I'm interested to see.
Well, that was going to be my next question. If you had any ideas to how they were going to do that, like are they going to just appoint somebody? It's because you're only a year and a half in, right?
I know. So tonight is a regular meeting of council, and my seat will be declared vacant this evening. Would you, and then I'm not sure if there'll be a discussion tonight or not.
Would you support an election over an appointment, given that it's 2.5 years left in the term? I mean, that's definitely, we definitely
that
don't
would
want...
be, I think, very costly. I think, if possible, that an open call for an appointment would be a great option. That's just my own personal opinion. And allow people to, you know, citizens to come forward and put their name in. And I would think there would be a hiring committee. And so that would be probably, in my mind, my a good way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and people will have to sort of understand. And I think it is a good learning opportunity for people. So maybe the next person who comes forward says, you know what, I recognize and realize, and I can learn from what I'm learning is that this is a minimum 40-hour-a-week job, and I
have to ask you this, because I mean, I know a number of people are going to say, well, didn't you know this when you were going in? But you didn't really. There was really no opportunity for you to have this foreknowledge that it was going to be so so time-consuming, especially given the fact that it's a part-time job.
Yeah. I knew it would be... Oh, I understood that it was a big commitment and it would be a lot of work. I don't think until you really understand. Parks and Recreation is a heavy portfolio as well, and fantastic portfolio, and I loved it, very dynamic, you know, get to work with great people and, you know, parks and green spaces and trails, and the recreation is the heart and soul of the community. So I felt very lucky to be able to be the council coordinator for that portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if I had my business but didn't have young children, I would have been able to manage it. You know, it's just a combination of both things together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that doesn't bode well if we want to get younger counselors on, though, does it?
Well, no. And if the town, you know, in the future is looking to open up the opportunity for people who are younger or who need to do this as a full-time job or to pay, you know, a living wage, then that's something they'll have to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I must say, I mean, an amazing experience. I learned a lot. And what I learned, I will be definitely contributing back to the community. And you know me, I'm always involved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to be back in downtown Cobourg full time, because even though I was always around, I was in a variety of different places. Anyone who saw me knew that. So,
well, and your role as counselor, I mean, you would have had to recuse yourself from anything that had to do with the downtown, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah. So, well, it was being handled by other counselors. And I mean, I'm just excited to be back in downtown, sort of front lines and greeting people. And I've had lots of people in today and talking with them. And people have been very understanding. You know, I don't think anyone's as disappointed as I am.
Right.
You
right.
know,
well,
really.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I am disappointed. And I mean, I thank all the staff. I thank, you know, the entire community for putting their confidence in me and allowing me this opportunity. And, you know, I think I affected some change, which I'm proud of. And I think council's really moving in the right direction. We passed a very fair budget and we set some clear parameters and guidelines for reporting back from staff prior to spending some money in terms of economic development, which I'm also very proud of. So I'm looking forward to see what happens there moving forward and making some progressive changes. And there's some great counselors, obviously, still there. And I hope the community supports them and is understanding as to how hard they are working. I mean, Counselor McCarthy is working. So she's an educator. So she's working and doing council. We've got Counselor Sherwin is working. The mayor's the warden and the mayor. So, you know, and I know Deputy Forrest is, he's a very hardworking counselor. And then we've got the deputy mayor who I have to say is going above and beyond.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for taking your time to call us today, Teresa, and I wish you luck in the future. I hope your businesses are just as vibrant now as they have been in the past. And you will be missed on council, I have to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.